From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump finally ended 5 years of uncertainty on his views by declaring that U.S. President Barack Obama was born in the United States. In a campaign appearance Friday, Trump blamed Hillary Clinton's campaign for starting the controversy in 2008 when she was running against Obama.
Hillary Clinton and her campaign of 2008 started the birther controversy. I finished it. You know what I mean.
Numerous news media outlets have investigated that allegation and found there is no evidence to support it. Mrs. Clinton, also in Washington Friday, dismissed Trump's efforts to raise questions about the president's birthplace.
Barack Obama was born in America, plain and simple, and Donald Trump owes him and the American people an apology.
Speaking at the White House, President Obama told reporters that he will not comment on the matter anymore.
We got other business to attend to. I was pretty confident about where I was born. I think most people were as well. My hope would be that the presidential election reflects more serious issues than that.
Mr. Obama had produced his birth certificate 5 years ago. It showed that he was born in Hawaii on August 4, 1961. The latest polls show Hillary Clinton with a narrow lead over Donald Trump, with just less than 2 months till Election Day. For more, visit our website. This is VOA News. President Barack Obama has expressed deep concern that the Syrian government continues to block the flow of humanitarian aid, despite a decrease in violence in the country following an agreement hammered out by the United States and Russia. The White House, in a statement, said that Obama also emphasized the United States will not proceed with the next steps in the arrangement with Russia until we see 7 continuous days of reduced violence and sustained humanitarian access. Secretary of State John Kerry had called Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov Friday and expressed concern about the unacceptable delays of humanitarian aid. Russian officials said that Syrian government troops had withdrawn from Aleppo but were fired on by rebels, prompting the soldiers to return to their previous position. UN trucks packed with supplies for civilians trapped in Aleppo were still stuck at the border on Friday. Jens Lerke is the UN office, or with the UN office, for coordination of humanitarian affairs.
The first 40 trucks, as we heard yesterday, are loaded with food for some 80,000 people for a month. And we really, really want to get it to eastern Aleppo.
The ceasefire has broadly held since coming into effect on Monday evening. However, both rebels and the Assad regime have accused each other of violating the truce. The Pentagon says that coalition forces killed one of the Islamic State terror group's most senior leaders in a precision strike earlier this month. Wa'il Adil Salman Al-Fayed, Islamic State's so-called Minister of Information, was targeted and killed by an airstrike September 7th. Fayed was a prominent member of Islamic State's senior Shura Council, which hands down orders and ensures they are followed. At least 24 people were killed and 30 others wounded when a suicide blast ripped through a crowded mosque in northwestern Pakistan Friday. Dr. Khan Saeed is a senior doctor at Agency Headquarters Hospital. He says most of the wounded have got small splinters on their bodies and some of them were badly burned due to an explosive used in the suicide vest. A spokesman for the Jamaat-ul-Ahrar faction, a splinter faction of the Pakistani Taliban, took responsibility for the bombing. Al-Shabaab militants captured a key Somali town near the border with Kenya. Witnesses say that El Waq fell to the Al-Shabaab militants after they attacked it from two directions. El Waq is a strategic town and main supply route for Kenyan troops operating in southwestern Somalia. Friday was a down day on Wall Street with all 3 major indices closing lower. European stocks were also off. Asian stocks traded higher. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.